Om Shri Sai Ram. Dear Swami, today we, the devotees of Zone 4 and Zone 5 countries of the Shri Satya Sai organization, present to you an offering from the deepest of our hearts to celebrate your advent onto this planet as our very own Lord Buddha. We have come from the countries of Brunei, Indonesia, Japan, Malaysia, Nepal, Bhutan, Singapore, Sri Lanka, Taiwan, and Thailand. The theme for this two-day program is From Mind, the Cause of Suffering, to Nirvana, the End of Suffering. Dear Lord, we seek your blessings to help us portray your divine message and remember the example that Prince Siddhartha had set for us. Respected elders, dear brothers and sisters, to commence the program, I would like to call upon Dr. V.K. Ravindran, who is an established ENT surgeon in Malaysia and currently is the chairman of the Zone 4 countries.
I offer my humble and loving pranams at the lotus feet of our omnipresent Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. Respected elders, brothers and sisters of the Sai family, today is a very special day, Buddha Purnima, a day that all Buddhists all over the world will be celebrating the advent of a great persona. This day is also significant as it is the day when Buddha was born, the day when he attained enlightenment, and the day when he left his mortal coil, the Parinirvana. For us, as devotees of Bhagwan, we must understand that Buddha was Prince Siddhartha of the royal heritage of Kapilavastu, and he was born at the time when King Suddhodana and Queen Mayadevi had this wonderful child. But it was foretold that he will either be a great king or a great ascetic. The king wanted to protect the son as is usual, and it came to pass that one day he left the palace and ventured out into the city, and there four sights changed his understanding of the human existence. One, he saw a sick person. Two, he saw an old man. He realized that he also would become an old man one day. Third, he saw a corpse. And fourth, he saw an ascetic. He then realized that the only way to salvation was to attain liberation. And all of you know that under the Bodhi tree, Buddha attained enlightenment. And what did he say to his people, to the disciples who assembled there at the first sermon? He said, Sarvam Dukham, everything is suffering. Misery, life is full of misery. Sarvam Shanikam, everything is temporary. Nothing is permanent. We all live an existence of sensuality. And finally he said, everything is anatman. It is all maya. We must therefore overcome the maya, experience the vision of Atma, and attain liberation. My task today is to introduce two wonderful speakers for today. All of you have heard of Dr. Art Ong Jumsai. He's not a name that is unfamiliar to you. He has been here for many years. For three decades he has been at the lotus feet of Bhagwan. He is a NASA scientist. He is a politician at one time and also a great film star in Thailand. Presently, is a member of the Education Committee under the World Foundation, and he's also director of the Institute of Sethi Sai Education in Thailand, one of the first of its kind, and he has trained more than a few thousand people, students who underwent the diploma course in Thailand. Presently, he's the CEO of Sethi Sai School. The second speaker is Dhamika Kalapuge. He is a director at the Simcom Private Limited Company, involved in total people development. At present, he works as principal management consultant and a trainer focusing towards service quality enhancement, system study, employee motivation to achieve higher productivity. Don't forget, he was at one time having a wonderful post of a vice president of a very big bank in Sri Lanka, but he chose to be a chartered marketeer of the marketeer. And over the last 15 years, he has conducted about 2,000 inspirational workshops in management, entrepreneurial development, customer care, service excellence, relationship, marketing, and motivation with over 400 leading public and private sector institutions in Sri Lanka and 10 other countries. Brothers and sisters, let me first welcome Brother Artong Jumsai, who delivers his address, followed by Brother Dhamika Kalapuge. Jai Sai Ram.
Most loving pranams at the divine lotus feet of Bhagavan Baba. Dear brothers, sisters, on this most auspicious occasion of Buddha Purnima, may Swami's blessings be upon all of you. You know, Swami has been telling us so many things. Once he spoke to the students of his institute. He said, though pots take many forms, mud is one. The jewels are of many forms. But gold is one. Cows may be different, but the milk is the same color. Similarly, God also is one, but manifests with many names and forms. So, in this cycle one hall, Swami once said, what is man? So he gave the meaning of man. M stands for Maya. A for Atma. And N for Nirvana. You know, I'm spending all my time now with children, teaching children in the Sethi Sai School in Thailand. I'm always asking the same question to my children. Find out, what is man? Who are you? Why are you here on this earth? Where are you going? So I asked them, find out the truth. What is the truth? So they start to search for the truth. Then I help them a little bit. I tell them, the truth never changes. Truth is always the truth. So I want them all to search for the truth. What is the truth? And I give them a definition just to help them. If it's true today, it must be true tomorrow. So they search everywhere. Then they start to understand that if it's true today, it's true tomorrow. Then tomorrow or tomorrow must also be true. And tomorrow, after the day after tomorrow, will always be true. And they continue to go to tomorrow and tomorrow and tomorrow. And therefore they find that truth is always the truth. It never changes. And today is the tomorrow of yesterday. So yesterday, the truth is the same. Cannot change. And so you go backwards in time and you find that truth is always the truth. So they search, the children search everywhere. Look at this so-called stand. Is it the truth? Children, they look at it, they said, well, it's made of wood. Before there was this stand, it was part of a tree. The stand did not exist. So this stand is not the real truth. And they keep on searching everywhere. Our body, we are born, one day we all die, so this is not the truth. They go around searching everywhere and they don't find the truth. The world was born some 4,500 million years ago. And in another 4,500 years from now, the sun will increase in size suddenly, becomes very hot, and the earth will be burnt. This is in 4,500 million years from now, so you don't need to worry. It's not now. And they continued to search. They said, well, the world was born and it will disappear. So the world is not the truth. They look at the sun, the universe. The universe started some 15 billion years ago. Before that, there was nothing. Suddenly there was a big bang, according to the scientist. Then suddenly you start to have matter, you start to have sun, stars and planets being formed everywhere. And now we find this black hole right in the middle of our galaxy. And the black hole is drawing everything into it. We are very fortunate that we are on the edge of the galaxy that we call the, what do you call this galaxy? Milky Way galaxy, that's right. So this is the Milky Way galaxy where we live, and we are right on the edge. So we are far away from the black hole, but that black hole is increasing in size because it's drawing everything into it. So one day it will be so big and all the galaxies all have black holes. So one day the whole universe will disappear. But don't worry about it. Scientists say it'll be another 100,000 million years from now. So it's a long time to go. But one day the whole universe will disappear. So we cannot find the truth anywhere. Everything is Maya. Then what is the truth? Our children continue to search. They said they can't find anything anywhere. I said, well, there's only one place where you have not looked. They thought about that and they said, that's true. We looked everywhere. But we forgot to look inside our own heart. This is where we got to look for. And once they start to look inside their own heart, they start to discover the Atma. The Atma is right there. It's right in our own heart. It's in the heart of everybody. We are all Atma. So they start to discover the truth that we are Atma. But then you cannot separate the Atma. Atma is one. We are all Atma. We are all the same. We are all gods, the Atma. So we finally find that eventually that Atma is no difference. We are all the same Atma. We are all the same. We are all part of the same Nirvana. Eventually, we'll all merge into one. And that is the final place where we will be. The same position. The Nirvana. So, our children, they discover who they are. They are the Atma. They search everywhere. Finally, they don't find anything anywhere except inside their own heart. So we need to meditate. We need to go into our own heart. So Swami has given us a meditation. Meditation on the light, going into our own heart, and we are discovering that we are the light. We are right there. So all of our children in the Satya Sai school, before they leave the school, they discover that they are Atma. But then they start to discover that you cannot have two Atmas. You cannot have different Atmas. We are all the same. We are all one. And that is finally the goal of our life. To discover oneself. Then we'll be merged into one. We become the same Nirvana. So this is what Swami has been telling us again and again and again, that we are all Atma, that we are all part of the one Nirvana, the same God, the same thing, all of us, we are all the same. There's no difference. You know, he often introduced me to other people. He said, people tell Swami, I'm a scientist. Swami said, no, he's a scientist. We all study, you know, we think we're all studying the world, studying science, we're studying everything. No, we need to study about Sai. So we're all scientists, not scientists. I remember being invited or being asked by Swami to go into his private room there with four other scientists. They're all great scientists of India. I was the only one that's not a scientist of India. So we all went inside the room and Swami would materialize all kinds of things. He said, you scientists, you know everything about science. But you know anything about this? And he start to materialize all these objects everywhere. He gave it to all the scientists to have a look. You understand this? All the scientists kept quiet. I said, well, I don't understand it, Swami. Then he started to materialize. He even materialized a living thing. First time I saw that. He materialized a monkey. He gave it to us and the monkey was running around, jumping around all over the room. Then he brought the monkey. He wanted to give to me. I said, Swami, I don't know what to do with a monkey. So he gave to other scientists. Other scientists said, no, we don't know what to do with the monkeys either. So Swami smiled. You've got to get rid of the monkey in all of you. He kept on teaching us in this way. Then finally he said, you seem to be scientists, you think you know all about everything, but you understand all this? He started to materialize other things in front of us. You understand this? Scientists, we all said, no, we don't understand about this. Finally he said, all right, you don't want the monkey? He took the monkey, he put his hand on the head, and simply closed his hand, the monkey disappeared. No longer there. Well, all our, the great scientists of India, they all said, we don't understand this. It's very difficult to understand all this. But this is the power of Maya. This is Bhagwan, Sri Satya Sai Baba. He can create things. He can destroy things. He is the real God. And, you know, we think he's in there. No, he's in all of us. He's in our own heart. You don't have to search for Bhagawan inside that stone. Search for him anywhere in our own heart. Then we discover the truth about Maya. Man, okay? M stands for Maya, A stands for Atma, and we are all Nirvana. We are all one with Swami. We are no difference. Swami lives in our own heart, and we are that Nirvana, which is Swami. So, my brothers and sisters, today on this great occasion of Buddha Purnima, let us understand this truth about man. Swami has explained that man is Maya, Atma, and the real truth is Nirvana. Nirvana never change. It's a constant thing that has no birth, no death, so that Nirvana is God. And it is Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. Sai Ram to all of you.
My humble pranams at the lotus feet of our omnipresent Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba. Dear Sai brothers and sisters, Sai Ram. I am indeed honored to stand before you now and extend my attitude of gratitude to our beloved Swami for giving this opportunity to address you all, the devotees gathered here at this Buddha Purnima celebration in 2013. In fact, this is a dream I saw some time back becoming a reality today. In one of my dreams, I witnessed myself doing a similar presentation in the presence of our beloved Swami. Although Swami, your physical presence is not visible at this very moment of time, you are very much present amongst us today in your Holy Spirit. You are omnipresent and you are omnipotent. This, I am sure, is being felt by all of us, the devotees who are gathered here for this occasion of Buddha Purnima celebration 2013. Today is the full moon day of the month of Vesak. This day is of paramount importance to about 500 million people who follow the teaching of Lord Buddha. As Dr. Ravindran said, this day happens to be the day of commemorative importance of three significant events connected with the life of Lord Buddha, namely his birth, his enlightenment, and his demise, or the Parinirvana. Lord Buddha lived on this planet 2,600 years ago. Even prior to his birth, there had been some accepted rules or precepts practiced by the mankind for them to survive as disciplined human beings. They became a way of life. Those rules were highly acceptable to the society as they possessed the qualities essential for the right conduct and well-being of the mankind. The Lord Buddha gave a further meaning to those rules by putting them into a more practical way by the introduction of five simple precepts that can be easily followed by anyone who desires to do so. This Lord Buddha said that never be an extremist. Be guided by the middle path. Buddha explained the middle path, saying that if strings of a musical instrument are set too tight, then the instrument will not play harmoniously. If the strings are set too loose, the instrument will not produce music. Only the middle way, not too tight and not too loose, will produce harmonious music. One of the basic practices of the Buddhist all over the world is to follow these five precepts in their day-to-day life. They are namely the first precept, as we all know, Panatipata Viramani Sikkhapadan Samadhyami, means I undertake the rule of training to refrain from harming living things. This shows the importance of life. As life is valuable to all, no one has the right to destroy another's life. Swami says that in every living being there is Sai in it. Therefore, extend loving kindness to all beings. Kindness is essential attribute of mankind. One should develop kindness towards all. Only then one can rise to the level of divinity. Do not hurt anyone with words or deeds. This is called ahimsa. Swami referred to Buddha saying that non-violence is the greatest dharma. The observance of non-violence has been described as the highest form of dharma. All the violence in world today is owing to the fact that people do not lead the right lives. Love will be fostered only when non-violence is practiced. When love is practiced, there'll be peace in the world. The second precept is Adinadana Viramani Sikkhapadan Samadhyami. I undertake the rule of training to refrain from taking what is not given. This shows the life's importance given to the ownership of inanimate objects. Swami says, in under any circumstances and on any compulsion, one should not rob another's property. The third precept is Kame Sumichachara Viramani Sikkhapadan Samadhyami, means I undertake the rule of training to refrain from misuses of the senses. It involves in advising us to refrain from the misuses of all the five senses. In this precept, the word Michachara has to be correctly understood. The Buddhist is not asked to abstain from eating the food he likes or satisfying his eyes or ears with works of art or music. He is not asked to abstain totally from other sensual desires as well. Only wrongful enjoyment is not accepted. Swami says, watch your actions and character at all times. Our conduct, our actions, all what you see, hear and consume by way of liquid or solid, all these should be regarded as offering to divine. The fourth precept is Musavada Viramani Sikkhapadan Samadhyami, which means I undertake the rule of training to refrain from uttering lies, wrong speech. It shows the importance of being honest. Swami says, watch your words at all times. In truth, there is only one. The entire world has originated from truth, is sustained by truth, and ultimately merges into truth. There is no place without the principle of truth. Truth is challengeless. In all the three phases of time, that is past, present and future, everything may disappear, but truth remains forever. There is a saying that if one tells the truth, you need not remember anything. And Dr. Jumsai told about the truth and the power of truth. The fifth precept is Suramire Majupamadattana Viramani Sikkhapadan Samadhyam. I undertake the rule of training to refrain from taking drugs or intoxicating drinks which tend to cloud the mind. It shows the importance of having a clear mind, which is very essential for spiritual development. Swami says to an intoxicated man, the world appears insane, foolish, misled and blind. Swami summarized all these things that love is God, God is love. Love more and more people. Transform love into service, into worship. That is the highest spiritual practice. This basic teaching can be said in 8 words. Love all, serve all, help ever and hurt never. The Lord Buddha explained how one could make Dhamma as one's own island of refuge. He said it is through the cultivation of mindfulness or awareness of the body, sensations, mind and mind objects, one can assimilate Dhamma. Mano pugamgama Dhamma, mano setta manomaya, manasache paduttena, basativa karotiva. This means all mental natures are mind-marshaled. Mind is their chief and their mind-made. Swami explains Dharma as any act that is done with purity in thoughts, words and deeds. The whole universe is bound by it. All the spiritual leaders who came to this world have been telling us to do something very basic, which is to practice common sense. Be good, do good. Serve the mankind the best manner you could. Lord Buddha said that human life is highly valuable. Keep its value by practicing human values. In this context, I have already explained the 5 precepts, which I devotedly practice as a habit. All these are things which can be done with common sense. Unfortunately, practicing common sense had become so uncommon in the world today. This had been the case right through the human history. There was a Chinese philosopher called Confucius, 2600 years ago, living during the same time period of Lord Buddha. Confucius said that the existence of the world to a greater extent would depend on the application of common sense. However, right throughout the existence of the world, common sense would be the most uncommon thing to be found on the earth. That's why our avatar Bhagavan had to come in human form to show the mankind the right path and to remind us of the teaching of our own particular religions. These 5 precepts of Buddha's way of life are universally acceptable and applicable to every person of any religion because it contains nothing that any religion could possibly object to or take offense with. Practice of these 5 precepts would help the entire humanity to avoid most of the man-made problems in the world today. Hence, Swami's mission too has been to reawaken the world to establish love and peace so as to unite all mankind towards enlightenment and rejuvenation of human kindness. Swami's teachings are universal to all religions. In Swami's own words, He has said that, I have come not to disturb or destroy any faith, but to confirm each in his own faith so that a Buddhist can become a better Buddhist, a Hindu a better Hindu, a Christian could become a better Christian, and a Muslim a better Muslim. Lord Buddha says, Dhammo have rakkati dhammachari. It means that those who are in Dhamma will be protected by Dhamma itself. Our beloved Swami says, when you keep 1 step towards me, I will in return keep 10 steps towards you. This again is a clear endorsement to say that Swami will help you to go to the roots of our own faith. In this forum, I wish to place my own personal experience as to how Swami helped me to follow the five precepts, which was the first basic learning I had from my own religion, Buddhism. Since 1982, my faith in Bhagavan had shown and guided me through a path to make me a faithfully practicing Buddhist. This has helped me to follow the five precepts with a lot of conscious effort and to be in the correct path with the right conduct. To name one single instance, I may mention that from the time I stepped into Puttaparthi in October 1990, I immediately decided to be a vegetarian, a practice subsequently followed by all my family members. This experience of mine clearly indicates that my faith in Swami has made me a Buddhist, a better Buddhist than ever before. Furthermore, his teaching helped me to earn my living in the most gratifying manner to date. Today, I'm a trainer in service quality enhancement, doing lectures both for public and private sector entities. I had to make a crucial decision in my career in year 2001. I was dilly-dallying to decide on the option of leaving a steady, pensionable, vice presidential job in a bank and embark upon something entirely new on my own. Strength, which I had, the vocation of teaching, a profession in which I felt I could passionately contribute more value to the potential skills development of the mankind. During this time, while in my sleep, one night, Swami appeared in a dream and tapped on my back and said, "Go ahead with your decision of starting something on your own. I will guide and look after you." Since then, despite all the calamities and economic crises that took place in the world, Swami was with me in my vocation, helping and guiding me to earn my living. Since I got married, my wife, who was not a devotee at that time, soon began to follow the teachings of Swami and silently got involved with many seva activities. As Swami says, marriage is bringing the unity of two into one. My wife's faith in Swami soon became unshakable. As a result, we became a very happy wedded couple, moving from strength to strength, with a feeling that Swami is in and around us in our all endeavors, fulfilling bare necessities and doing away with greed wherever possible is something which both of us together try to practice always. Being truthful to ourselves and thereby being honest to the society had always given me a restful, comfortable sleep in the night. Human beings by nature are tempted to utter lies at some times for their own advantage. The basic test of feeling that I assumed at every moment is that Swami is beside me always and that He overhears what I say and do. Swami says, "Succeed in all tests, then you will become tasty for Bhagavan." There is a myth in the corporate world that dining and wining is something one needs to do often to develop networking and social relationships. It is an accepted fact that alcoholic drinks are severely harmful to the body and spirituality. As Swami says, hurry, worry and hurry make people sick. Nobody has a right to force another to consume such harmful drinks or food. I have successfully established my contacts in the corporate community gatherings by holding a glass of ginger beer in the hand instead of a mug of beer. Similarly, the stress we go through on a daily basis could easily be overcome by either singing or listening to bhajans. In the reflection, I realized following Swami's teaching truly and really had helped me to be a better practicing Buddhist. Swami's endeavor was to make the teachings of all spiritual leaders universal. He proclaims, "Let the different faith exist. If each person leaves the ideas propounded by the founders of their own religion, unaffected by greed or hate, then this planet will be a happy and a peaceful habitation for the mankind. Today we are gathered here from all over the world to fulfill ourselves with a lot of bliss in this auspicious day of Vesak, practicing the learning we had from our own religions. With the guidance we receive from Swami is something we should eternally believe in. At this moment of time, pondering our minds with questions such as whether Swami is still present amongst us, just in the same manner as he was living, or again and again questioning why is that Swami had a samadhi so soon, are not worthy of any more botheration for ourselves. The annual celebrations of Buddha Purnima is an occasion for all of us to be conscious of the religious practices and remind us of their values. As it says, celebrations are reminders. Therefore, let us question ourselves today, to what extent truly did we practice the Swami's teaching from the day we got closer to him? Similarly, to what extent did we get closer to our own religion with the guidance of Swami? What transformation did we bring about to our own lives after becoming a devotee of Swami? Lord Buddha says, Appamado amata padam, pamado machune padam. It means never ever be late to follow the teachings of Dhamma. So let us pass a resolution in our minds today, at this very moment of time, so as to go back and think of at least one single precept of learning we had from Buddhism but have failed to practice so far. Take an initiative individually and make a beginning today to practice at least one simple single precept in memory of Swami and Buddha Purnima of 2013. Collectively, when we put right things into practice across all over the world, this earth will be a beautiful place for all of us to live in peace and harmony. I take this opportunity to thank my parents for giving me the needed education and inculcating values to come and do this speech here. I think I consider it as one of the most holiest places in the world on a day like this. To do this speech is the greatest honor that I have received. Thank you very much for listening to me. Jai Sai Ram.
Jagat Paripala, Jagat Paripala, Jagat Paripala. Krishna Vinasha.
Shiva Nandana Pai Gajana.
Shiva Nandana Pai Dayana.
Parti Purishwara Jagat Paripala.
Panava
Swarupa Vigna Vinasha. Pranava Swarupa Vigna Vinasha. Mangaladayaka Heyananata.
Thank you. స్వరూపిణి జననీ మా. ప్రేమ స్వరూపిణి జననీ మా. జగదంబె కృపా కరి సాయి మా, జగదంబె కృపా కరి సాయి
Lajman Narayana Narayana Hari Hari Sriman Narayana Narayana Hari 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 Om Namo Narayana 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 Hari Hari
Narayana Narayana Hari Hari
Satya Narayana Narayana Hari Hari
Narayana Narayana Hari Hari
Sai Narayana Narayana Hari Hari Narayana Narayana Hari Hari Sriman Narayana Narayana Hari 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 Om Namo Narayana Om Namo Narayana 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 Hari Hari Satya Narayana Narayana Hari Hari
Narayana Narayana Hari Hari
Sai Narayana Narayana Hari Hari
Narayana Narayana Hari Hari
Jai Jai Narayana Narayana Hari Hari
Bye. ಬಾಲಪಿತಾಯ ವಿಷ್ಣುರೂಪಾಯ ಜ್ಯೋತಿಶ್ವರಾಯ ಬಾಲಪಿತಾಯ ಸಿದ್ಧೇರೂಪಾಯ ಜ್ಯೋತಿಶ್ವರಾಯ ಜಗದಿತಾಯ ವಿಶ್ವರೂಪಾಯ ಜಗತ್ಪಿತಾಯ ವಿಶ್ವರೂಪಾಯ ಶಿವಾಯ ನಮೋ
ಭಜಮನ ನಾರಾಯಣ 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 ಭಜಮನ್ ನಾರಾಯಣ 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 ಭಜಮನ್ ನಾರಾಯಣ 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 ಲಕ್ಷ್ಮೀ ನಾರಾಯಣ ಸತ್ಯ ನಾರಾಯಣ ಸಾಯಿ ನಾರಾಯಣ ಹನುಮನ್ ನಾರಾಯಣ 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 ಹನುಮನ್ ನಾರಾಯಣ 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 ಹನುಮನ್ ನಾರಾಯಣ 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 ಹನುಮನ್ ನಾರಾಯಣ ನಾರಾಯಣ ನಾರಾಯಣ
ಜಯ ಜಗದೀಶ ಹರೇ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಸತ್ಯ ಸಾಯಿ ಹರೇ ಭಕ್ತ ಜನ ಸಂರಕ್ಷಕ ಭಕ್ತ ಜನ ಸಂರಕ್ಷಕ ಪ್ರತಿ ಮಹೇಶ್ವರ ಓಂ ಜಯ ಜಗದೀಶ ಹರೇ ಶಿವನಾಶ್ರೀಕರ ಸರ್ವಾ ಪ್ರಾಣಪತೆ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಸರ್ವಾ ಪ್ರಾಣಪತೆ ಆಶ್ರಿತ ಕಲ್ಪಲತೀಕ ಆಶ್ರಿತ ಕಲ್ಪಲತೀಕ ಆಪದ ಬಾಧವ ಓಂ ಜಯ ಜಗದೀಶ ಹರಿ ಮಾತ ಪಿತಾ ಗುರು ದೈವ ಮುಮರಿಯಂತಯು ನೀವೆ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಮರಿಯಂತಯು ನೀವೆ ನಾದ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಜಗನ್ನಾಥ ನಾದ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಜಗನ್ನಾಥ ನಾಗೇಂದ್ರ ಶಯನ ಓಂ ಜಯ ಜಗದೀಶ ಹರಿ ಓಂಕಾರ ರೂಪ ಜಯ ಶಿವ ಸಾಯಿ ಮಹಾ ಸತ್ಯ ಸಾಯಿ ಮಹಾದೇವ ಮಂಗಳಾರತಿಯಂದುಕು ಮಂಗಳಾರತಿಯಂದುಕು ಮಂಗಳಗಿರಿಧಾರಿ ಓಂ ಜಯ ಜಗದೀಶ ನಾರಾಯಣ ನಾರಾಯಣ ಓಂ ಸತ್ಯ ನಾರಾಯಣ 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 ಓಂ ನಾರಾಯಣ ನಾರಾಯಣ ಸತ್ಯ ನಾರಾಯಣ ನಾರಾಯಣ ಓಂ ಸತ್ಯ ನಾರಾಯಣ ನಾರಾಯಣ ಓಂ ಜಯ ಸದ್ಗುರುದೇವಾ ನಾರಾಯಣ ನಾರಾಯಣ ಓಂ ಸತ್ಯ ನಾರಾಯಣ 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 ಓಂ ನಾರಾಯಣ ನಾರಾಯಣ ಓಂ ಸತ್ಯ ನಾರಾಯಣ ನಾರಾಯಣ ಓಂ ಸತ್ಯ ನಾರಾಯಣ ನಾರಾಯಣ ಓಂ ಜಯ ಸದ್ಗುರುದೇವಾ
ಸಾಯಿ ಬಾಬಾಜಿ ಕೀ
ಜಯ.